Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for December 10th, 2016. And I'd like to introduce my guest, Bruce Beckfar, with some music from his new CD called Floating Home. And this first piece is called All My Love. Gives you a little sample of what Bruce does. And I remember when I first heard this, I remember thinking, I don't know what band of angels you're from, Bruce, but you take me right there.
Well, thank you. That piece was actually recorded about 15 years ago.
Really?
In Hawaii, and where I used to live. I spent 25 years there. And it never made it on to one of the albums at that time. So I put it in the can. It sat there for years and I thought, God, I have to release this along with other pieces that were done at that time. The second piece on the album as well. And even the third. So the first three pieces were all done around that same time, but they just were kind of begging for a different album. So they sat in the can. And then about 6 months ago, I decided to, okay, it's time to get these pieces out of, you know, collecting dust and onto a CD.
And I love that. I love that Hawaii vibe. It's got a Hawaii vibe to it. It definitely does.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were there about 25 years in Hawaii?
25 years in Hawaii, yeah. Wow. And there's another piece on there too that is definitely Hawaii because it's a ukulele duet. And it's called Amici, which it was done after I was kind of thinking of the time when I had visited Amici, the lady from India, when she was in L.A. She was doing a group there, and I went down to see her. And she's the saint that hugs people. And so I happened to be thinking her at the time, and I was playing ukulele, so I just called it Amici, you know.
Well, let's see, Amici, that's number 8. Could we play that, Doug? Yeah, that'd be good to hear.
Yeah, and a very fine ukulele, too. It was custom made over in Maui by a gentleman who makes these amazing ukuleles. And this is one that just is, you know, fabulous sounding. So anyway.
Let's do another piece. I think the second piece on the CD. Mm-hmm. It's called The Journey Continues.
Actually, Journey Continues is the last piece that winds up the whole album.
Oh, really?
And interestingly enough, that piece was born out of some research that I was doing with a intuitive woman who was wanting to work with me on music for, to deal with cancer, you know, and healing. And so that's where this piece started. But then she decided to go in a different direction, and so I was left at the basis of this piece, which I ended up finishing into this piece called "The Journey Continues." So, that was the impetus was sort of audio cancer research, you know.
Let's play that right now, or part of that, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you.
it does have a nice healing vibe to it.
Yeah, a simple progression, but, you know, just a particular vibe. And I was using some of the solfeggio frequencies, you know, which were well known to be used in healing music in ancient times. So, yeah.
I'm working with Dr. Leonard Horowitz on the solfeggio frequencies. He's really big on that. He's got several books reference them. Yeah, I was working with him as his communications director up at Sandpoint, Idaho, and when he was putting out a lot of that stuff. Bruce, I remember I met you at a street party in Bozeman, Montana, where the Clumsy Lovers were playing. I don't know if you remember that, and it didn't register who you were at that time until about a year later or a couple of years later at a party. You were at Gregory Mascari's house where you were playing the guitar, and I recognized you from one of my favorite CDs of yours called The Magic of Healing Music, which is quite a story in itself. Could you explain that music back at that time?
Yeah, that was a project that Deepak commissioned me for his work in Ayurvedic medicine and research. And he was wanting to create music for Westerners. Traditionally, in Ayurvedic music, of course, they would use Indian raga music of different temperament and tonal quality.
Deepak Chopra.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, like I said, you know, traditionally they used raga music, and they also would prescribe herbs. They would prescribe various Ayurvedic massage, various things, music to play to get you going in the morning or to wind down in the evening. So they had various applications in Ayurvedic, you know, for healing process or for maintaining balance of the three doshas, the three body styles, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. So Deepak said, well, I want to create music for Westerners. I want to get away from the Indian connotation and create something new and different for, you know, for Americans or for Westerners. So I studied the Indian raga music that they, you know, used for Vata, Pitta, and Kapha body styles for both music to get you going in the morning as well as music to wind down in the evening. And I discovered certain things about that music that I then applied to samples, 2-minute samples, which I sent to Deepak. And I had about 3 or 4 different samples for each body style. And then they ended up picking the ones that they liked, that they felt were closest to the mark or right on the mark for what they were trying to do. It was Deepak and his good friend, Dr. David Simon, who has since passed, but they were both working on that project. And so the idea was to create the magic of healing music with Western instruments and instrumentation as a balancing for the three doshas, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha.
That's a pretty cool collaboration.
Yeah. Oh, and it was right up. I mean, it was just perfect for me because I've been in love with doing music for, you know, healing purposes or purposes for beneficial and uplifting people in some way. And so when this project came along, it was like perfect. It was the healing aspect of music. It wasn't about anything else. You know, it was strictly for that purpose. So I really enjoyed working on it. And of course, it was my most successful series of music too. In my career.
Well, that's kind of launched you. I remember. Well, see, when I had met you at that party, like I say, I recognized the music because it was like my favorite CD, and I'd come in the office every morning and put on the wake up music.
morning music.
And in the evening I would wind down, and I mean I'd pretty much worn that CD out by then. I mean it was. And it still is one of my favorite CDs. I mean, it's really
fantastic. Yeah, we ended up putting all the evening pieces on one CD and all the morning pieces on another. So I discovered a lot of massage therapists were using the evening CD, which was about 60 minutes of music, 20-minute segments for each one. And they're long and uninterrupted and perfect for body work and massage and, you know, for that type of application. So
yeah, it's very, very restful, relaxing, de-stressing.
Mm-hmm. Bruce,
on your new CD, do you have a favorite?
Wow, do I have a favorite? They all, you know, are close to my heart. And I'd have to say probably one of my favorite of the newer songs that I created. Like I mentioned, a lot of these songs, or a handful of them, were, you know, done 15 years ago, and then I revived them and then finished mixing and mastering. But a newer song, which was interesting because I wrote it using keyboard, not guitar, and most of the pieces I've done have been with acoustic mm-hmm. guitar. But the number six on the CD is called "Angels in the Mirror," and that was created starting with keyboard, which I'm getting more into. I'm becoming more and more inspired to use piano and synthesizer in writing, and so that's a favorite piece of mine just because of the vibe that's generated in the piece.
I love that. That was one of my favorites that I was going to have queued up for the show. So that's called "Angels in the Mirror." Let's listen to that.
That progression, you know, a lot of times musicians will say, you know, they get an inspiration that just keeps bugging them, I guess, over a period of time. And that one just was there for the longest time. And I originally thought, oh, I want to work with a live harp player and an orchestra and that kind of thing. And which I would have done, but I just, you know, got the really strong feeling to get this CD done and not, spend too much time and energy on production, you know. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to use my keyboard, harp, and orchestration. There's some choral voices in there. And I thought everything came out great. I was really satisfied with it. I thought, well, okay, I'm just going to release this. But this is a tune that just kept coming to me over years. So when I finished the piece, I felt really, really great about finally completing that piece that really wanted to come through. So.
Well, there's definitely a spirit in that and all your songs that are really, I mean, it's like I call it chill out music or decompression music. And I mean, it is therapeutic, and it is, when I say inspirational, it's got a vibe to it that, well, it's got that aloha vibe to it. You've got that anchored pretty well, I think, in your four lower bodies.
Thank you. Actually, the whole album started with the title track, Floating Home, which is very chill. It's a very meditative kind of a piece, and that's kind of where it all started. So,
let's do that title track. It's called Floating Home. I think it's on the list you gave me. It was number nine.
Yeah, number nine. Yeah, on the CD.
Okay, we'll listen to that. That'd be great Christmas music, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Which, you can get at shiningstar.com or YouTube.
Shiningstar.com. And where else?
iTunes. I'm sorry. iTunes. It's on iTunes now.
Yeah. More shiningstar.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the title track called
Floating Home.
Floating Home. Got a floating sensation to it.
Yeah, it's almost samadhi tank floating.
Samadhi tank. Yeah, I mean, when you're really going horizontal with total relaxation, that's has a good vibe to it. I was thinking that would be ideal to play, mix it up with Charlie Brown's Christmas and some other in the background.
Sure.
It'd be a good, and I was thinking about this, it'd be a good, if the sock is big enough, it'd be a good stocking stuffer,
There you go. Yeah.
And
stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
So one of the pieces that actually, it was interesting. One of the pieces that took me the longest to get it recorded, and it took me the longest to feel complete with the progression, that, you know, started maybe a year ago. But I think it's number seven on the CD, is called Shara Love, which is, of course, a song written for my beloved, Shara. It's a solo guitar piece that just took the longest time for me to figure out the progression and everything. But once I got it, I felt, okay, now it's time to record. And I finally recorded. It was the last piece to record. And that finalized the whole album. And that's when I thought, okay, now it's time to release the CD. So,
Shara Love, that's, what is it, number seven on that list you gave me? Or
yes, number seven on the CD.
Mm-hmm. Shara Love, let's get that queued up and play that. That was one of my favorites, too.
So. Oh, good.
To it, you know, all things considered, you know, I think people can get a feeling what the CD is about, even though we've only been playing about half of each of these songs. You know, we've been cutting this a little bit short, you know, to get more of them in and get more of the backstory. You've actually become well known worldwide. You know, it's like an international universal language, and it's unobtrusive, and it's great background music. What were you telling me the story about on Oman, or that you had a friend there, and what was that story?
Oh, well, my older brother was traveling in Saudi Arabia with a friend and was on a business deal. His friend was there for the business deal. His friend said, "Well, I'm flying a private plane in there. Why don't you join me?" And he said, "Okay, I'll just join you for the trip." So they're staying there, and they go to a restaurant one day, and they walk into the restaurant, sit down, order, and then they suddenly start playing music from one of my albums. And my brother asked the waiter, he said, "Do you know who this is?" And he says, "Oh yeah, that's Bruce Beckbar." And he said, "Well, that's my brother." And he said they about like fell on their knees and were bowing to him or something, like, because they play, as it turns out, the manager of the restaurant plays only my music there, which is really kind of unusual, because he says it keeps the employees calm and you know, in a good space. So they're used to listening to my music, and So that was just such an amazing story.
Wow.
You know, that he goes all the way there only to hear my music and then really appreciate meeting him. So
I think music is a really important part of a total environment. My first architecture project was a natural food store and eatery, and I developed the music for it that was all pre-recorded, kind of new age, real light stuff. And that's the only thing I allowed them to, of course, it was my first holistic health center. And that's the only thing we played, because I spent a lot of time putting together all this, some of it was light classical, but it was all this really light, kind of airy new age
Right.
And the employees wanted to put, on the different raucous type stuff, that was popular to them. And I said, no, this isn't for us. This is for the customers.
Right.
And so it's really cool that, that people are doing that. And that's the kind of vibe it is. It's just great. It's uplifting. It's got that really uplifting vibe to it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, earlier about when we were talking about, the stocking stuffer idea, the CD would be great. And I wanted to mention I think I mentioned to you the Swedish pollen extract, the little bottle of this nutraceutical grade royal jelly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for the listeners, I usually don't go into this during the show, but the understanding of this product, which, I went to Sweden in 1987 and got rights to the North American market and then brokered it to health food stores and medical nutrition stores. I couldn't really tell the real story of it. I mean, I could tell basically the story that it was, when I say nutraceutical grade royal jelly, that these researchers, pollenologists in Sweden for 80 years had been, they created the science of pollenology, and they found out which pollens, which is the source of the food chain, the richest source of RNA, DNA, which ones have the ideal micronutrient profile for humans, and how to extract that nucleic material in the pollen, these microscopic pollen husks, which are, you can hit them with a hammer, and you can't extract it. And they developed a shredding process, an international patented process to get this rich nucleic material out of these microscopic pollen grains and then pre-digest it with live enzymes like bees do to make royal jelly. Mm-hmm. So it's low molecular weight and, hypoallergenic and, non-allergenic. And the story of it, I've been marketing in the United States, for all these years, and keeping a low profile on it because I can't make medical claims, what it does. But I had the research from Sweden that how it was being used all over the world for everything from colds to cancer, and you can't publish that, you can't make a medical claim. So just here, not that many years ago, one of the major big pharma companies in the United States bought that company in Sweden. And they bought it for drip IVs, immunotherapy after they wipe out the immune system with chemo and radiation. If you're on insurance, they want to bring you back. So there's just huge big money in it. And they bought, it's the second largest company in Sweden. They bought it, to have the supply of the nutraceutical grade royal jelly. And of course, they put it in drip IVs, but you can take it orally, and it goes right through the. And under the tongue, it goes through the blood-brain barrier, and it has neurotransmitter precursors, for alertness.
Oh, so sublingual, yeah.
It's sublingual, yeah. And then you swallow what's left, and it goes into it's like rocket fuel for the endocrine system, the glands, the seven glands, seven chakras. And for the light body, it's just like the superfood, the superfood for the light body. And again, I keep a low profile with it because and I was grandfathered in under the new ownership of the company, so I can continue to market it as long as, I behave.
Yeah, good boy.
Good boy. So anyway, I wanted to put that plug in. There's another stocking stuffer idea for you. And
absolutely. Well, that's going to be in my stocking this year, so you can count
there
me
you
in.
Go. There you go. Yeah, I gave you the link to that. Pollenx.com, www.pollenx.com. We'll pull up the website, and it's got that link there at the bottom regarding the super immunity combo I talked to you about, which is the pollen extract plus the prescription, which is a soil-based organism. It's the leading probiotic, and the two of them together for the immune system, because they're saying, now that the gut is like 50% to 80% of the immune system is what's going on in the microbiome in the gut. Of course, that's not...
You know where the other 50% is? Some people say it's in your hair, of all places.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's definitely in the torus field in and around the head. When I say that, you know, the heart, they now know there's a gut brain connection and a heart coherence factor in the brain field, and there's that correspondence that, you know, when you're coherent, heart coherent, your mind congruent, and so there's the coherence factor. It goes back to, you know, love is the key, you know, the heart coherence. And music that resonates with that, and products that optimize the light body, are the perfect gift that keeps on giving at Christmas.
Really, the ever ready battery.
there was a lot of good tunes you have on here, and on Floating Home, and that's the latest. And finish up with one more here.
I was going to say one song that always brings a kind of a really positive up note, upbeat feeling is the number 3 cut called Sunshine Mind.
Sunshine Mind. Let's listen to that. Sunshine Mind on Bruce Beckbar's CD Floating Home, which I like to think is a secret code word for the ascension process.
Yes. floating home to that cosmic sweet spot.
That cosmic sweet spot. Well, Bruce, it's been great having you on today. You've got a really wonderful vibe in your music, and I'll appreciate it forever, and I'm grateful that you're able to share this with us today. And thanks, everyone, for listening, and highly recommend that if you want to have this for background music around the home, or I have it here at work to start my day, it really... it does it for me. And by God's grace, you know, there'll be this kind of a blessing in a lot of homes this Christmas. So
yeah, and you can find it at shiningstar.com, or CD Baby carries it as well, and also iTunes.
So, and iTunes. Fantastic. iTunes. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We're going to do a wrap today with a little meditation here at the end of the show, and be grateful for everyone that's listened, and we'll be back in touch here in a couple weeks. So thanks, Bruce, and bye for now.
Thank you, Christopher.
You're welcome.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on Earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.